Hello and welcome to the Rate Good Sheffield podcast for Monday the 10th of August 2026. Coming up today, a major fire damages one of Sheffield's best known film locations, Supertram disruption continues, both Sheffield football clubs celebrate cup victories, and we'll look at what's happening around the city. Our leading story. A major fire has badly damaged the former Shire Green Working Men's Club, the Sheffield venue made famous by the final scenes of The Full Monty. Firefighters were called to the derelict building on Shire Green Lane on Sunday evening. At the height of the blaze, 8 fire engines from South Yorkshire Fire and Rescue were at the scene. The fire caused the roof to collapse, leaving one of Sheffield's most recognisable film locations seriously damaged. The club featured in the finale of the hit 1997 comedy. It had since closed and fallen into disrepair, despite a previous campaign to save it. The cause of the fire has not yet been confirmed. Moving to travel. Major disruption is continuing across Sheffield's Supertram network as engineers renew the Delta Junction near Fitzalan Square. Altered routes and replacement buses are operating, while Castle Square, Fitzalan Square, Hyde Park, Cricket Inn Road and Nunnery Square are not being served by trams. The work continues until Monday the 31st of August, with normal routes and timetables expected to return on Tuesday the 1st of September. Passengers should check their journey and allow additional time. People across Sheffield can also have their say from today on what the next generation of Supertrams should look like. The consultation covers accessibility, comfort, air conditioning, seating, onboard technology, safety, and passenger information. It runs until Friday the 18th of September. A public exhibition featuring proposed designs will be held at the workstation on Wednesday, with sessions from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Sheffield remains covered by a yellow heat health alert until 9 p.m. on Tuesday. Temperatures are expected to increase during the week, potentially reaching around 31 degrees in Sheffield on Wednesday. People are being encouraged to stay hydrated, avoid spending too long in direct sunlight, and check on older or vulnerable relatives and neighbours. More than £110,000 in suspected criminal cash, a large amount of gold, and 16 illegal betting terminals have been seized during a major operation involving Sheffield and Doncaster. Police also recovered suspected stolen motorbikes, counterfeit tobacco, and 279 mature and young cannabis plants. 7 arrests were made across the wider operation, with investigations continuing. Sheffield United are through to the second round of the Carabao Cup following a 3-0 victory at Mansfield Town. Patrick Bamford opened the scoring before Mark McGuinness and Callum O'Hare completed a convincing win for Chris Wilder's side. Sheffield Wednesday are also through after beating 10-man Bolton Wanderers 1-0 at Hillsborough. Substitute Jamal Lowe scored the winning goal after Bolton's Xavier Simmons was shown a red card. Wednesday now turn their attention to the start of their League One campaign away at Leyton Orient on Saturday. The British Transplant Games have concluded after 4 inspiring days of competition in Sheffield. More than 1,100 transplant recipients competed across 26 different sports, supported by living donors, donor families, and spectators. The Games provided a powerful celebration of organ donation and the gift of life. A reminder for families. Children aged 5 to 15 can travel free on participating bus and Supertram services throughout August. There is no need to register, although children may be asked for proof of age, and families should check that their chosen bus operator is participating. Now, what's happening around Sheffield today? Families can meet a minion and enjoy slime making at Cambridge Street Collective from 10 a.m. until midday. The event is free, although advance booking is recommended. A Sheffield puzzle treasure hunt begins at 10 a.m. from South Street Park Amphitheatre, while the You Sleuth augmented reality detective experience takes place around the city from 7 p.m. Blood on the Clock Tower is being played at the Harlequin on Nursery Street this evening. The social deduction game welcomes both new and experienced players. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. with the games beginning at 6 p.m. Please check availability and any last minute changes directly with the organisers before travelling. That's everything for today's Rate Good Sheffield podcast. Have a safe and rate good Monday, Sheffield.